The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today in the studio, I would like to welcome Dr. Emily Hollingsworth-Klim. With Hollingsworth Chiropractor and Acupuncture. She has been on the podcast before, and we specifically talked about acupuncture. And we kind of hinted a little about this animal chiropractic work that you're doing. And I'm really fascinated by that, and kind of what that is and how that helps. So just introduce yourself to our listeners. Hopefully they will go back and listen to that first podcast that you were on, but welcome back.
Thank you. I'm Emily Hollingsworth-Klim. I own Hollingsworth Chiropractic and Acupuncture, and I also see animals, large animals I see out on farm calls, but then I see small animals like dogs and cats at All Creatures Animal Hospital.
So fascinating, animal chiropractic work. So just general basic information, what is that? And I know you have to have a special certification, yes. Right? So talk just a little about that first, and then explain to us what this is.
Yeah, so in Arkansas, animal chiropractors, it's pretty strict on the chiropractor side, I would say. On a vet side, it's more, I guess, just personal interest in chiropractic. Now, they can go and get the certification if they want to, but they're not required to.
Oh, well,
for a chiropractor to practice animal chiropractic in the state of Arkansas, we have to be AVCA certified, which is a certification program for chiropractors and for vets to go to.
Okay.
So you have to have a license to practice chiropractic or a license to practice veterinary medicine in your state to be able to attend one of these programs. Okay. And there, some of them are at, the one I went to was at Parker Chiropractic College in Dallas. Some of them are their own little programs that have to be accredited with the AVCA to be able to hold classes and things like that. But I went to one at a chiropractic college, and then you take all the courses, and then you have to go to Oklahoma and take the AVCA board certification exam.
Okay.
And then once you're licensed in that and have your certification, then in Arkansas you can practice animal chiropractic.
And so I think we all kind of have a general understanding of, you know, chiropractic care for humans, right?
Right.
So it's the same principle for animals.
Yes.
And for me, I'm just in awe of the how much information that is, because our humans, we all have the same, anatomical, right? But horses are different than dogs.
Right.
And dogs are different than cats, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's just so much there. So speak to that just a little bit about how that works. And it just, I'm just fascinated by how you can help the animals. Like, how do you know that there's a problem? You know, just kind of that general information for
the
listeners.
Yeah, so with animal chiropractic, it works the same for animals as it does for humans, in the sense that you have a segment of the spine that is not moving like it should. And so with motion palpation, just feeling these joints, they should have a springy feel to them. And when they don't, that's where we know that segment needs to be adjusted. So when that segment's not moving right, it can interfere with the nerves that come out of that segment and supply the body. Now, whether that's too many signals being sent to some part of the body or not enough signals. So when you get that joint segment moving like it should, that's when the body can fully function at 100% and be able to tell your body everything it needs to do and be able to heal itself like it should. Now, with animals, it is different than humans for, I guess, their initial introduction to chiropractic, because the owner has to be the one to say something's not right here, you know, or the animal's limping. If they have neck or back pain, you know, they can represent with a limp or lameness.
And so perhaps, like, if you went, like, for you, you know, you work at the All Creatures Animal Hospital. Mm-hmm. If the veterinarian didn't find any specific problem, mm-hmm. he might would be like,
right,
chiropractic
would be a good option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't want to just jump to, like, a last resort surgery,
right,
you know,
right.
when you
Let's
could
try
a more conservative approach first. And so I think that's good. But as far as healing goes, there's a difference between humans and animals, and I think it has something to do with our minds. And, you know, humans have that kind of that mental block sometimes that they might feel better. If they come into me for back pain, say, and they're feeling better, but on that first or second visit, how are you doing, you know, and they say, oh, well, I'm feeling better, but, like, my ankle hurts, you know, which that wasn't an initial complaint, but it's okay. Like one thing's resolved, and now they're either noticing something different, or it's just that kind of mental block getting in the way of fully healing themselves. Or animals do not have that. If they are feeling better, you can see it, you know, they don't have that mental interference with
healing.
And they're just
happy to feel better.
Right. They get better and they feel better. And so I think that is a big difference in chiropractic healing for animals versus humans. And I think it's impressive to see with animals, because it shows that chiropractic does work, because just mm-hmm. like with animals and babies, they either get better or they don't, and
right.
there's not that interference that goes in with it. It's interesting.
So tell me, I'm just thinking of a listener who might be like, well, maybe my pet or...
Mm-hmm.
And you do horses
yes.
as well, right? Is that the
mm-hmm.
only large animal? Are there other large animals?
I mean, you can adjust any animal.
Okay.
Cows, goats, pigs.
Okay, so what would that look like if you might have a pet that needs an adjustment?
What would the adjustment itself, like the visit, look like, or what
definitely what would the visit look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's get there, but if someone's listening and perhaps they have an animal with a limp, or
right.
and the vet has said, you know, there's nothing broken or anything
mm-hmm.
wrong, right?
Right. That's when I would, you know, instead of going through multiple rounds of steroids or pain medicine, I would try to get to the root of the problem. And oftentimes chiropractic's a last resort, which it shouldn't be.
Right,
we should
right, right.
want to explore that earlier on. That way we're not going through these multiple rounds of medicines that might not be working. So if your animal has had an injury, if they've jumped off of something and then they have a limp now, or if they're, you know, yelping when they do certain things like jumping, they can have tail pain, neck pain. If you have a geriatric dog that's
mm-hmm.
kind of changed
yeah.
in their behavior,
that stiffness
a lot.
And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and like bowel movements, and sometimes with seizures in older dogs, there's kind of like sometimes so many things that a vet can do, and then it's just like you kind of hit a roadblock, and
yeah.
that's sometimes how I get patients in the first place. It's kind of like we've tried and exhausted everything, so like I'm here, you
right.
know,
and you're wishing come see me before we try all these pain meds.
Right. And then sometimes, you know, sometimes it's so late and with an older dog, there's really not a lot you can do. But then we have those cases where it helps and the quality of life for that dog, you know, improves tenfold, and they have, you know, the another couple of years on them that are good quality of life.
Right. Less pain.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation, 501-620-4800.
So tell me the process. I'm bringing my, let's just stick with the dog scenario. Mm-hmm. So like a horse though, you go to their, where they are.
Yes, I go to the farm. So with the horse, I go out, I watch them run, walk, watch their gait, watch everything that the owner typically does with that horse. It's very specific on what the horse does.
Right.
And then assess, you know, if they're in pain or not, you know, kind of like, and a lot comes with what the owner's telling you.
Because then, they know them and see them every
right.
day.
Right. And, you know, it's kind
know
of
the change.
Like,
yeah,
and then wanting them to do the same thing in front of me sometimes doesn't work out. And so you go a lot with what the owner says.
Right.
But then there will be a motion palpation part to the visit where I'm assessing each joint. And then sometimes, you know, you can tell pain and, like, warm spots from that, and that can be joint dysfunction as well. And then I adjust. And with the horse, I have these large pieces of styrofoam that are about the size of a hay bale. And I can stack them on top of each other and stand on them so that I can get over the horse.
Right, right.
And a lot of people, you know, how do you adjust a horse? You know, are you strong enough? Things like that. But
right.
it's all about, you know, taking the class and having the knowledge of what joint you need to put the force in at what direction and which way the joints move, things like that, having a specific force to move that joint. Because it doesn't have to be rough or
right.
anything like that.
Right, it's not about how strong you are. It's the
exactly.
technique in, in the right place, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And so with dogs, cats, I see those in the office at All Creatures. And then they come in, you know, we have a consultation, talk about what's going on with them, watch them walk, watch them run, and then do the motion palpation segment and then adjust. And then with a lot of smaller animals, dogs, I use an instrument called an activator. It's just a lot faster, and it puts the same force into a joint as a manual adjustment. It's just a lot faster, and so it's more comfortable for the animals.
Right.
Some, very occasionally, they don't like the noise of it because it clicks, but it hasn't really been an issue.
Yeah, and, you know, I could see how some animals might get really nervous, right, with you touching their, you know, tender spot. And,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, so sometimes quicker would be
better.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, I'm sure you have seen some amazing outcomes from chiropractic care for animals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen, you know, the older dogs. I mean, I had an old dog come in that was not walking, was not going to the bathroom, was having seizures, and had exhausted everything. And that was just, it was the last It was a last-ditch effort, and that dog lived for another 2 years, I believe. Seizures stopped, started walking again, going to the bathroom. I mean, it was a miracle case, right. And they're not all like that, you know. Yeah. But you do get those, and you want to expect miracles, you know. But they don't always happen, but sometimes they do, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah, amazing that for that kind of change. And like you said, if they had only come earlier.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything that I know nothing about animal chiropractic care. Uh-huh. So is there anything, any important information that I have not touched on as far as your practice goes and what, you know, our listeners might would need to know about if they're considering doing this?
If they're considering doing it, they can make an appointment and just come in for a consultation and talk about it first. Okay. If they want to. I think it is important to kind of invest in not only your health, but your animal's health early on and in the beginning. And that way, you know, you kind of avoid some of those worst case scenarios, and you know, if you have a healthier life and you know, wellness, if you invest in your health and wellness earlier on, you won't have those
major issues and
have to deal with those things that come along with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's an investment in your health, and I think it's an important one.
For you, chiropractic care is really preventive care.
Yes.
It sounds like it's what you're saying. Yeah.
Preventative, wellness care, maintenance care. That's what I like to try to instill in my practice is if you come in to me with pain, I want to get you to where you're out of pain, and then I want to keep you out of pain. Mm-hmm. And that usually looks like, you know, monthly visits for people. Sometimes it's every couple of months. It kind of just depends on the person or the animal. You can kind of see how they respond and react. But, you know, once we get you to where you're feeling well, we don't want you to just dip back down to where you were, and then you come back and we've got to work just as hard, probably harder, to get you feeling good again.
I like that idea. Just kind of that preventative wellness type care,
right,
versus just the crisis, there's a problem, yes, care. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll, you know, we'll always have those patients that want to come to me when they are in the worst pain, and then it's a cycle and it starts all over again. And it's, you know, the patients that get better and then stick with the maintenance care, they usually have a lot better results on down the road in the long run.
And, you know, you were talking about how our animal care, you know, this is Healthy Hot Springs podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, though, I just feel like our animals are such an important part of our lives.
Absolutely.
They keep us happy and active and, you know, feeling well ourselves.
Right.
Which is why I thought this was such a great topic, because they're such a part of our lives, and caring for them.
Yes.
Is so important, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're an extension of your family.
Yes,
and
they truly are family members.
Yes.
And you would do this for any other member of your family.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, people do, I mean, people take better care of their animals than they do themselves. Mm-hmm. So it is an important topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And if they're not doing well, that's very stressful for us.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of work on the owners. And it does put a lot of stress on them. So if they're feeling their best and doing their best, it's better for the whole family.
I love this idea of, preventive next level care for our pets, just as important for ourselves. And also, you know, horses, a lot of them, I'm sure, you know, we're in Hot Springs.
Yes.
We all know there's the equine industry here is a large part of Hot Springs. So a lot of horses and that kind of care for them too. So commend you for the amazing work you're doing, not just for, you know, acupuncture and chiropractic care for humans, but for animals, which you know, they need our help just as much.
They do. Yeah.
Now, do you do acupuncture for pets?
I don't. Okay. Mm-mm. In Arkansas, that's just a vet.
Okay.
Area.
Yeah, I know. You know, sometimes you see it like with the, especially like with the racehorses and
yes.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, mm-hmm. I can see how that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Emily, thank you so much for teaching us. I think a little about I knew nothing about animal chiropractic care, so I mm-hmm. love that. You know, this is something that we could all consider with our animals. So thanks for being here and talking about such an important topic, and for teaching. I think all of it is something important today.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Emily, share where our listeners can get in touch with you, your phone number, if you're on social media, that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm on social media, on Facebook, Hollingsworth Chiropractic and Acupuncture. I'm on Instagram at Hollingsworth Chiropractic. My office number is 501-701-4157. The best way to reach me is to text that number and schedule an appointment. And then you can call All Creatures Animal Hospital to schedule a small animal visit.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, Dr. Emily, for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Campersell Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.